From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the completely redesigned 300-horsepower MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
On a recent trip to Ghana, I visited one of the forts where the colonial slave trade thrived. Here, native Africans were torn from their families and marched in shackles for hundreds of miles, only to be kept in overcrowded dungeons abundant with disease, but lacking in food, ventilation, and sanitation. If they survived months of this despair, still they had to endure a forced voyage to the New World and passage into slavery. It's a piece of history that haunts America to this day. However much race relations have improved, still the consequences of slavery loom large. To this, the present-day Ghanaians say, "Yes, your grandparents were slaves, or your family further back, but you are not. You have opportunity." Opportunity to them is the lowest level of choice. It is the chance to leave poverty and hopelessness behind. It is perhaps the result of some sacrifice on their part or the part of an ancestor. It perhaps wasn't voluntary. But to ignore this opportunity, simply to baste in the fervor of revenge or justice, is no choice, they say, but a waste. If the history of slavery is partly the history of America's march toward opportunity and choice, it is also a reflection of the atrophy of choice today. We have more choices now than ever before, and yet we choose not to make the most of them. We live in a country where poverty and despair are the exception rather than the rule, and yet the drive to achieve the American dream seems missing in action. Instead of working our utmost for a better life in common, we increasingly focus on who we can blame for our misfortunes and what our suffering is worth. In politics, education, even in rebuilding our towns, we're stuck in a circular process of accusation and denial that ultimately benefits no one. It's time for us to rediscover the land of opportunity and all she has to offer. In our origins and roots, we may have had little choice, but how we use our opportunities, whether to wallow in the sins of the past or make the most of what we have now, that's where our real choice lies. It almost seems like no choice at all. With a perspective, I'm Vinitha Sankaran.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.